This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A powerful Republican state lawmaker is suing Governor Polis and public health agencies over orders in place since March, including one last month requiring masks inside most public places. CPR's John Daly reports.
House Minority Leader Patrick Neville is joined in the suit by Michelle Malkin, a conservative activist who lives in El Paso County. In a press release sent out Wednesday, Neville said Polis's executive orders have been, quote, devastating to Coloradans. Neville, who represents a district in Douglas County, accused the governor of costing jobs and abusing his power. In a short reply, the governor's office says Polis is not on the side of the coronavirus, but on the side of Coloradans. Medical experts credit masks with helping limit the spread of COVID-19. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Vail Resorts has announced plans to reopen amid COVID-19, CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
In a letter, Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz detailed several new safety precautions for the company's 34 North American resorts. Guests will have to wear face coverings, including in lift lines, riding gondolas, and on chairlifts. Seating will be more spaced out if riders are not in the same party. The company is encouraging, but not requiring, masks while actually skiing. There will be daily limits on lift tickets and a new mountain access reservation system to help maintain physical distance. Keystone is slated to kick off Vail Resort's winter season on November 6th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Today's Denver Nuggets playoff game against Utah was postponed in response to the latest round of protests over the police shooting in Kenosha. Coming up on the program, a man who was killed in Mississippi just 3 months after Emmett Till, whose murder 65 years ago this week became a catalyst for the civil rights movement. Radio Diaries tells a lesser-known story of a black man killed in a nearby town 3 months later. A special in-depth report on Clinton Melton is next on All Things Considered. You're listening to CPR News.